The second ha'ara is that the Gemara mentioned in yesterday's daf that when the Ish Iti took the Sarah Mishtaleach from the Beis HaMikdash and he started walking it to the Midbar, it says that the Kedesh Asula, they made a ramp for him. This ramp was a very high platform and it was made for the protection of the Ish Iti. And the reason he needed protection was Mipnei HaBavliyim, because of the Babylonians. Shei Metal Shem Besairei, because they were pulling his hair, or his payas, or the goat's hair. For Eimer Lein, they were telling this Ish Iti, Nu, tul v'tzei, gei schneller, you're not going fast enough. Says the Gemara, Tano, why were they telling him to go so fast? In Aramaic, Ma shohit sofiro dein v'chivi doros agiyin. What's this goat still doing here? Oh, it's carrying all the Averis, and we have so many Averis, we don't want these Averis anymore. So take it away already. The Gemara said that these people weren't really Babylonians. Ella Alexandrian, they were Alexandrian. They weren't from Iraq. They were from Egypt. So why did the Mishnah refer to them as Bavliyim? Because the Yidden in Yerushalayim hated the Babylonians. That's pretty sharp. So they referred to them as, meaning they saw someone did something bad. He's a Bavli. So the Gemara continues and said, Rabbi Yehuda said the same thing. And when Rabbi Yossi heard this, he said, Oh, Shkoyach, Rabbi Yehuda, Tanuach Daita, Zal Zayn Gebench, and Gezinten Shtar, Kwai, Sheinachtes Daiti, because you make me feel a lot better. I always thought these were Bavliyim. And I always said, these are my Zaydis. I was embarrassed from my Yichas. But now that I know they were Alexandrians, that somebody else's Yichas, it's not mine. And as a result, he says, Shkoyach, Tanuach Daitcha, Sheinachtes Daiti. It's pretty clear. It's pretty clear from the Gemara that what the Bavliyim did was not nice. It was very, very not nice. So much so, it wasn't even Bavliyim, it was Alexandrian, but the Mishnah attributed it to people that they hated because it was such a not nice thing. Let's just say someone we don't like did it, it's just going to make them look bad. Ke'ilu. And Rabbi Yossi, when he heard that it wasn't his Zaydis that were engaged in this, so Rabbi Yossi says, Shkoyach, Tanuach Daitcha, Sheinach Des Daiti. Why? Because at the end of the day, what they did was not nice. But the question is what was so terrible about it? At the end of the day, what were they doing? They said, Tol vitzei, Mashoit Sfira Dein v'chayvi daras agin. Just get rid of it, we don't want that virus anymore. So yeah, it's maybe not the nicest, most edel way to do it. But at the end of the day, where was it coming from? It was coming from a place of Kedusha. It was coming from a place of Tahir. They didn't want that virus. So mean that they didn't want that virus. So why do we actually see it as being so terrible? So I heard from Reb Eli Hertzke Shlita. He showed me a beautiful, beautiful Maramachim. And it's in the Sefer Eish Kodesh. It's from Reb Kleinemus Kalman, the Admiral of Mipia Setzna. And this was a drashna that he gave during the war in the ghetto. It was Yoim Beis de Sukkis. It was Tavshin Al. And it's Dvarim Nifloim Adlomai. He said as follows. He said that if you want to understand why Chazal had such a problem with what the Bavliyim did or what the Alexandrian did, he says, take a look at the next line, the first line in today's daf. The Mishnah says, Miyakira Yerushalayim, Hayim Melavin Oysa Yatsukah Harishayna. And they were people that were stationed by all the sukkahs and they would say, Harimayim and Harimazin. He said, it could be what the Alexandrian did wasn't so gefährlich. It's true, wasn't so gefährlich. But look at the contrast. You had two groups of people. One group of people is ripping the guy's hair out and he's telling him, no, go already, what's taking you so long? And then you had another group of Yidden that were being mechazik him, and they're being malava him, and they say, take a little, it's Yom Kippur, but eat something, and maybe you need it, you look schwach. So listen to what he said. It's poshit, said Reb Kleinem is coming, that these Alexandrian, these Bavliyim were heilige Yidden, and they had in mind, kulay l'shem shamayim, but they were thinking about themselves. And they were thinking about their own Averis. And this poor Ish Iti, who's on this mission, where he's not even going to survive the year. Iti, he's not making it out alive. And he's going to take this mountain. But they looked at him, you're working for me. Your job is to make sure we get rid of our Averis. And why aren't you walking faster? The Yakira Yerushalayim, they understood that too. They also didn't want their Averis. But their sensitivity, their hergish, wasn't what's with my Averis. The Hergish was, look at this Yid. There's this poor Yid who's walking and this is what he's doing. Let's be Mechazikim. And who's he doing it for? He's doing it for us. He's doing it for us. So what, we're going to send him out? Mamish on a suicide mission. Let's be malave him a little bit. Let's offer him some food. So he said, Avad in a vacuum, nishkeferlach. He says, but when you deher the contrast, that was the Lashon. Kadchazino nech anche Yerushalayim isnagu. When you look at the contrast, that's when you keep the hair. So what does this have to do with the ghetto and Tofshin Aleph? This is mamish at the height of the Holocaust. So listen to what Klinimus Kalman said. This drasha that he gave was on the first yard site of his son. He lost his son during the war. And the first yard site was Yoim Beis Desukis Tofshin Aleph. By yard site, harishoyne shal b'ni harav ha-chosid v'ha-kodesh zeichet tzadik v'kodesh v'bracha. This is how he starts it. So he was talking about the Akedah. So he said a Dovin Meira, something that I believe I heard once, B'shem de Ramami Pano. And that is that when Avram Avinu took Yitzchak and he wanted to be makriv him on the Akedah, so the Malach came and he said, Al tishach yotcha lanar v'ataslema umaka ati yadat yireh le'kemata. So he had a hold back. So the Svar Makdoshim say that Avram Avinu did the Akedah b'machshava. He wanted to do it. Machshava toiva kodesh baruch mitzar filamaisa. Avram Avinu was ready to shech Yitzchak, but he didn't do it b'maisa. Because ultimately, the Baskel said, Al tishlach yotcha lanar, v'al taslem u'ma. So the Akedah happened b'machshava, but it never happened b'maisa. So said Reb Kleinemus Kalman Mipias Etzna, that there was something missing in the Akedah. The Maisa was missing. So he said, b'meshach adoris, every single time a Yid was killed by Kiddush Hashem, and very often he wasn't even given a choice, they were just thrown into gas chambers, and they were killed. They were mekadesh shem shemayim. They gave up their life b'maisa, or b'li machshava maybe, because could be they didn't even have a chance. That was the tashlumen of the Akedah. And tzizamen with the machshava of Avram and Yitzchak, and the maisa of all the yidden that died al kiddush Hashem b'meshach adoris, we have the schus of the Akedah. See, he said the pasuk says achar advar mo'ele for alekim nisa es Avram. See, he said, Achar Advar Ma'ela, after Parshas Vayera, years later, hundreds of years later, thousands of years later, V'alekim Nisa Es Avram, the schus of the Akedah constantly plays itself out. Because every single time a Yid gives up his life, Al Kiddush Hashem, Afilu Shaloi B'machshava, that's the Chelek HaMaisa, that's Mashlam, the Chelek HaMachshava of Avram and Yitzchak, and together we have the schus of the Akedah, that's Achar Advar Ma'ela, after, well after everything. In the 20th century of the Common Era, there was V'alekim Nisa Es Avram, because every Yid that gave up his life was being mashlam a chelik of the Akedah. So Rav Kleinemus Kam was being mechazik the Yidin, and they understood where this was all going to end. And he told them, he says, the Yid, you have to understand, my entire Yidin. He said, every single Yid that's going to give up his life is going to give up his life, al kiddush Hashem. It's going to be a tashlumin for the Akedah. Realize you're a building block of the schus of the Akedah. But here's the punchline. This is what had to do with this vart here in the two Mishnayos and Masechtas Yuma. He said, so what should you be thinking now? What should you be thinking? So imagine, what should a Yid be thinking? Imagine he's about to give up his life, Al Kiddush Hashem. He's going to offer himself up in the Schus HaKed. What would he think? I'm an Oyle Tamima. This is like not Shaykh. Stop thinking about the Machshavas of the Tutusha of the Haira. So Koinim is Kalman P.S.A.T. and told the Chassidim. He said that Akedah's digress to Schus Klai Yisrael's head by Meshach HaDairis. On Rosh Hashanah we blow Shofar to remember the Schus of the Akedah. There's no Schus the Yidden have had throughout the generations more than the Schus of the Akedah. So he said, you know what you should be thinking right now? Be thinking what a Schus you have to be able to Mezaki Yidden. That there's going to be Yidden throughout the generations that are yoinik from the schus of the Akedah, and you're part of the schus of the Akedah. It's unbelievable. This is the tachlis of not making it about me, but making it about Klal Yisrael. And this is what he told the Yidden. He said, we are in a very dire situation, and who knows how this is going to end. Listen, that if Chalila doesn't end, right, we're all part of the Akedah, which means our life and our death is going to be schusim for the future of Klal Yisrael. That's what you should be thinking. Ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu, that we have the opportunity to play such a role and be mezakeh Sarabim, be mezakeh Klal Yisrael. And that's what he told them. Uke'ein zeh. He said, these were the two people. You had the Alexandrian. They were thinking at this time in the Yom HaKadosh, where everything is there, this is the Rabbin. Tuvitzeh, I don't want Taveris anymore. It's a Ruach Kedusha what they had. Oh, but Lamais, it's not the Spitz, it's not really the Madrega. The Madrega is the Yakirei Yerushalayim, that Dafka at this time, you're thinking about Yenim. He says, Ke'en Zen, not Mamash the same word, but it's Ke'en Zen, that's what they wanted to be Malavan. This is what he told the Yidden. He says, at this time, right now, we're about to, literally, about to give ourselves up on the Akeda. This is a Tashlumin, this is the Chelik HaMaisa that Avraham Yitzchak didn't play out in Parshas Vayera. You know what a Yid should be thinking? Don't even be thinking about the Oila Tamima and the Egin of Kedusha. That's not what you should be thinking. You should be thinking, Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu, that we have a schus to be part of such a gewaldige Zikui Harabin because of all the issues that Yidden could possibly have in future generations because of what we're doing right now.